To London is Mad Thomas come, with Cicely here, his wife alone, to see some friends I hear are gone, to heaven a while ago. But I do hope it is a lie, as I shall find it by and by, or else poor Tom and Cis should cry till doomsday. For though they be none of the best, I should be loath, I do protest, to hear that they are gone to rest, and never take their leave. For I do love a male so well, a little thing would make me dwell within the sounding of bell bell at London. Nay, husband, do not say you so. Our cottage poor we'll not forego for the best house that stands a row, twixt Cheap and Charing Cross. For though our house be thatched with straw, we do not live as some in awe, for 'tis our own by common law in Norfolk. Besides, we live at heart's content, we take no care to pay our rent, for that is done in continent, or twinkling of an eye, when here at London, as they say, they brawl and brabble every day, and few or none but finds a way to Hogsden. Mum, Cicely, keep your clapper still, there's them can hear at Highgate Hill, there's rats has been in Peggy's mill, or else she lies herself. What if the world be vile and bad, shall I be such a foolish lad to blaze and noise it all abroad? I scorn it. Although indeed I must confess, thou speak'st but truth, my honest sis, yet ever while you live, mark this, and take it for a rule, that every chimney must not smoke, nor every beggar wear a cloak, nor every truth must not be spoke in sadness. But hang that cobbler and his ends, that lives too well and never mends, would they were whipped that ne'er offends. Peace, Chuck, I mean not thee, for thou wilt scold some time, I know, the more is Thomas Stantout's woe. But hang it, come, let's trip and go to Fleet Street. And thus they trudged along the street, with many a jostle they did meet, which put poor Thomas in a sweat, and something angry too, which made him think they told a lie, that said there did so many die, when as he could not go hardly for people. At length quoth she, good husband, stay, and tell me what this place is, pray, where things are carried as they may. I never saw the like, for yonder's one doth ride in state, and here's a beggar at a gate, and there's a woman that will prate for nothing. See, here is one that soundly beats and thumps his hemp until he sweats, and there's another greedy eats. I fear he'll choke himself. And yonder goes a gallant bilk, and there's a woman winding silk, and here's another fetches milk at Hackney. But here's the prettiest sight of all, a woman that is mighty tall, and yet her spouse a little squaw. I wonder how they met, and here's a man in armor stands, that has, it seems, lost both his hands. 'Tis pity that he has no lands to keep him. And here's a world of people fine that do in silks and satins shine. I would that suit and cloak were mine. I hope I wish no harm. And here hangs pictures two or three, the best that ever I did see. I think one looks full but at me and laughs too. And here's a man hath many a rat, both in his hand and on his hat. Methinks he keeps them very fat. Oh, strange what tails they have! And here's a gentlewoman, too, that hides her face from me and you. I wonder what she means to do in summer. And here's an empty church I see. Great pity 'tis most certainly. It should indeed no fuller be. And all these people here. And there's an old man carries wood. And here's a young man doth no good. And here's a woman wears a hood. Hey, Daisy! Come, Cicely, let us go along, and not stand gaping here among a sort of people that do throng. I never saw the like, but let us to our brother go, that will us welcome well, I know, for he himself did tell me so at Norfolk. Soft, let us knock, for here's the door. But if because our clothes be poor, they should not let us in before, 'twould make a dog to laugh. For I have heard my mother say that if a man fall to decay, there's few or none will bid him stay. Ye are welcome. But silence not a word but mum, for see our brother now doth come. Methinks he looks as he were dumb. What makes him not to speak? Good brother, we our loves unfold, for though my sis and I am old, yet we have made a little bold to see you. And truly I do thank you for't. You're welcome both with all my heart. We'll drink a cup before we part, and please you but to stay, for I have friends within truly, that if they should a stranger see, they straight would very fearful be of danger. Why, brother, we no sickness have, nor are we started from our grave. Your love is all that we do crave. What need you then to fear? here. We do not come to eat your roast, nor yet to put you unto cost. But now I see our labor's lost, poor Cicely. Pray do not think the fault is mine, for if you'll drink a pint of wine, I'll give it you and ne'er repine. Hang money, what care I? And had I not so many guests, indeed I seriously profess, your welcome should be more or less, good brother. No, thank you, brother, e'en farewell. A blind man now with ease may smell that all things is not carried well. What love, pray, call you this? Come now unto thy sister, we will go with all celerity. No doubt that she shall kinder be unto us. They condescend and were content, so to their sister straight they went, but all in vain their time was spent, for when they thither came, their sister did her maid compel, and bid her thus much to them tell. Indeed she was not very well at that time. From thence they to their cousin go, being much desirous for to know whether that she would serve them so, or use them in that kind. But being there, this news was brought, that she a smock had newly brought, and she was gone to have it wrought with worsted. Well now, says Thomas to his dear, what sayst thou, Cicely, to this gear? We far have gone, yet near the near, we thank our kindred for't. But if that brothers be so kind, what favour shall a stranger find? Protest, it troubles much my mind to think on't. Nay, husband, let us not do so. The best is we can homewards go, and yet not trouble friend nor foe. What need we then to care? For now each one, I tell you true, will only ask you how you do. I am glad to see you well, sir, you good morrow. Why then, old Cicely, thou and I will back again to Norfolk High, and bid a fig for company. Our dog is sport enough, but when we come to London next, our friends shall have a better text. I swear and vow I am soundly vexed, who cares for't?